Our guest speaker tonight is Andrew Hubbard. Would Andrew please come up? Let's give Andrew a hand.
Hello?
How are you, Zen?
Hello? Yeah, son. I'm a little nervous right now, so while I get set up, y'all can take 2 minutes just to talk.
Yeah.
No music. Thank you.
Music.
All right, welcome to CGen. I'm wearing this wristband because, you know, like, right now I just need something to clear my mind right now. Anyways, my topic today is Earl. Some of you are like, who's Earl? Not Earl as in E-A-R-L. Earl as in E-R-L stands for encourage, respect, and love.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all been watching too many movies, I tell you that. I hope you don't mind, but I need to choose something because I always choose something to make me nervous. Anybody know what time it is? No, not two time. That's a home improvement. Let's see. It's 7:55, so if you listen up, I'll finish this as soon as possible. I know some of you are like, please let this guy finish so that we can get out of here. I want to go home. I want to go play with my PlayStation. I want to go home and play with Halo. I want to go and say hello to my best friends, my BFFs, or my boyfriend and girlfriends, whatever there is. That's the last time I ever say anything. Okay. Remix. All right, today, first one, encourage. I'm going to say, read it first real quick. Okay, Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and, man, I missed this up. Okay, build each other up just as in fact you are doing. Okay, oh, man. Now I know how David Cook feels. I know, huh? I know, y'all were here 2 weeks ago. I know, huh? Oh, man. Okay, encourage. That's what we need in life, encourage. Give me an amen if you want encourage. Raise your hands for those of y'all who never, ever got encouraged in your life before. Raise your hands. Wow, all y'all got encouraged. Amen. Okay, who here needs more encouragement and got less encouragement from where they're living? I'm being honest. Raise your hand. Okay. All right. I'm raising my hand all the way because I definitely need it. Okay, encourage. Okay, encourage. It's the hardest thing in life today. Encourage. It says... Okay, therefore, encourage, y'all can read with me, y'all want. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other up. Okay, all right, thank you. Oh, man. Just like Matt Bell. Okay. Okay, it says encourage. That doesn't mean for you to put someone down. It doesn't mean for you to kick them while they're on the floor picking up their stuff. This is a serious matter. I know some of you are laughing. Some of you have been doing it. I've been watching you when I went to school. It doesn't mean for you to put them down and say and text message your best friend saying, oh, look at this loser. He's falling down. He can't pick up, whatever. What a loser. You were right. This is a loser, whatever. Yeah, shut up. Okay. All right. First of all, with all due respect, please do not text any more messages saying this guy's a loser. Because one of these days, you're going to be on that ground. You're going to be a loser just like that guy. You better recognize. All right. Since Matt's not here, I'm going to make two rules. One, when I say you know, you say what, all right? Like this. You know.
What?
You know.
What?
Okay. And two, I'm going to, okay. Remix two. Respect. Subtitles. Okay. Yeah, this is my language from the hood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. 1 Peter 2:17. Show proper respect to one another. Love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, honor the king, and etc. That means show respect no matter what things they've done in the past, no matter how immature, no matter how ignorant, no matter how much it's hard to deal with this person, you always have to respect them, no matter if you have to see them 24/7. Trust me, I've been there. I'm going to sit down. Wow, my feet are like killing me right now. Man, I bet this is how the Dave Matthews is. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't listen to them that much. Their first song, I'm like, 4 a.m. That's my sleeping time. Every time when I hear them, it's my sleeping time. Okay. Show proper respect. It's hard to show proper respect when they don't show respect to you. Trust me, I've been there for 7 years. Okay, 8 years, I forgot I'm 19. Okay, it's hard to show proper respect because, let me start over. It's hard to show proper respect because, you know, like, because they've been dissing you, because they've been talking negative, because they put you down, blah, blah, blah. Again, show proper respect. Even though they live with you 24/7, or you see them 5 days a week, or you see them only 2 times a week, or once a year, or whenever the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, hopefully no Halloweens, whatever. Yeah, what brother asked, but I'm afraid to get arrested. Ew, late, you know, Halloween ish. Yeah, this reminds me of a funny story about Halloween. Are we recording? Okay. I don't want to get sued. Especially when I live with him. Okay, Halloween. When I was a kid on Halloween, oh man. Okay, you mind if I make this? I don't want to think that I'm preaching. I don't want to think that I'm pure. I don't want to think that I'm like Matt's best friend or whatever. I have no connection with him. Even though... Now, hang on. You know...
What?
All right, hang on. Hey, okay, please, hang on. Okay, look. Okay, I may call him a couple of times, even though he doesn't answer my calls. All right, but the whole point is that I'm not pure. I'm a regular guy. I get mad, I get sad, I get glad. I listen to rock music, whatever hardcore music there is. Even emo, I listen to emo. Trust me, that's making me more emo than ever. Okay, back to the story. Okay, so when I was a kid, I couldn't trick or treat because it was very hard for me when all my friends are trick-or-treating, and I'm like, how come I can't trick-or-treat? They're like, because you're going to get shot. Because of drive-bys and all that. And have you seen the news lately, KSAT and all that? Trust me, they were strict about that. Oh, yeah, and Christmas. Here we go with Christmas. I know it's not Christmas yet, but this ought to be funny. This ought to be a funny one. Okay, Christmas. They're like, how come Santa doesn't come to our house? They're like, because he's dead. But then I found out, technically he is, but it's not the whole tradition about Santa Claus anyways. It's about Jesus Christ being born, being saved. It ain't about which present to buy, which tree is big enough for the building, which turkey, whatever you eat, turkey, ham, whatever, or maybe tamales. Any tamales fans? Ole, tamales. Yeah, tamales. Ole. Okay, respect. Anyway, show proper respect, even to authorities, even to, like, policemen, that judge, whatever authority that's over you, even your pastor, no matter what strange rules there are in this town, trust me, I have to face it the hard way. I know, huh?
What?
No, I just say, you know.
What?
You know.
What?
All right. All right, remix three. Love title, subtitle. Again, there's a difference. There's normal English, and there's hood English. I know, huh? Okay, last verse, and I encourage all y'all, just like number one, I encourage y'all to read this with me. Psalm 36:10. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness. Thank you. Even though I couldn't finish it, thank you. This one's going to take forever. I know, huh? Okay, this one is a long story, but it's truly meaningful to me. Okay, where to start? There's three stories to this. Okay. Rock Conference 2007. This one is about respect and love at the same time. Respect and love, Rock Conference 2007. And I can honestly tell you, I'm still recovering from that neck injury. Yeah, you know. Thank you in the back row. Thank you very much. You know. Okay, thank you. All right. Rock Conference 2007. Rock Conference 2007, here we go. When I first started Rock Conference 2007, yeah. Middle row, can I fit? I know I'm being, you know, a little stubborn right now, but I'm not going to start the story if you're going to say champ, whatever, because I'm trying to say what's coming from my heart.
Yeah.
You know. Thank you. I know. Some of y'all are like, you're like so bored right now. I know, huh? You're like so bored. Trust me, this story is interesting. When I first started Rock Conference 2007, I was afraid that I was 18. I was going to leave. This is my last year. I'm like so depressed. I'm like so upset. So I grabbed the nearest chair. And I'm not really going to do anything with this chair. So, no, don't worry. I'm just grabbing this as an example. Don't worry. I'm not a violent. I quit that. Okay. So I grabbed the chair, and then I just sat in the lunchroom by myself, waiting for other people, waiting for Matt to show up. It took him an hour and a half to finally show up. I was the first one there. Even the employees came in after me. I ain't kidding you. I was the first one to camp because we always started at 12, but yeah, he came at 1:30. I ain't kidding you. I'm like, where's Matt? I tried to call him, but he wouldn't answer my call. Whatever. I'm showing mad respect. Trust me, I'm showing mad respect. He's cool. He's everything. You want to hear another story real quick?
Yeah.
It's about Matt. I'll carry y'all cell phones. No ideas. Don't get any ideas. Okay. Here's a story about Matt Bell. When we went to Las Palabas, it was raining, and we decided we want to leave already. So we left. He almost slipped. And as soon as I got into the street, I fell right on my back straight. Like, I know, huh? Like a tortilla, like straight, flat and straight. I ain't kidding you. Right on my back. And then I'm like screaming, ow, it hurts. And then there was a car coming this close to me. This close, a car, I ain't kidding you. I even saw a dad, maybe the street lights were on, but it was just the car lights. I'm like, help me. And then Matt decided to drag me. And then he pulled my hair. I'm kidding about that. So he decides to drag me, and he says, dude, are you all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, dude, that's the awesomest thing you ever done. Seriously, there's all the coke you had. You just refilled it, and it's all over your pants. I ain't kidding you. That's what he would say. And then, you know, one winter, we decided to go the Alamo Cafe. It was real expensive. I ain't kidding you. That's the last time I ever ordered tacos and burritos there. Okay, it was so okay, enough with the prices. Okay, so me and Matt were coming here after the Alamo Cafe because Mariah didn't want to come at the Alamo Cafe, so we decided to go to the church. And then he accidentally dropped me off at the wrong car. It was a truck. And then he's like, okay, here's a ride. And then we saw this driver. We have no idea why she's there. She was just smoking. She was like this. He's like, I ain't leaving you alone with this crazy woman. So we decided to drive up the hill, and my ride finally came, and I was like so upset, you know, because of life, because of, you know, what happened, whatever, not because of the crazy lady. But I gotta say, you know, I was like, ah, this is crazy. And then, you know, I just want to be left alone. I even told Mike, because I just, look, y'all can drive, y'all can leave, just leave me here alone, I'll be all right. And then Cassandra and I got in a huge argument, whatever, saying, you know, like, we're not leaving you alone. I go, why? Just leave me alone. Everyone else does. They're like, we're not leaving you alone. Why are there killers here? I go, maybe they want to get saved. Because this is church. Everyone wants to get saved here. I know, huh? Okay. Seriously, you know, it's been crazy. It's been wonderful, blah, blah, blah. No matter how many times you ask them to leave you alone, they're always there. All the leaders are there, whatever. Yeah, they're always there. Okay, last one, love. Let's get to the real deal. Love. What is love? I ain't talking about that song with Ashanti and Fat Joe. They're like, what's love? What's love? What's love? I assume all y'all listen to Fat Joe. I think Matt is not going to let me speak here again, ever again. But this is what I truly got to say. What's love? Seriously. What is love? Yeah, sure, you can say, oh, I love God at the end. I go to church. Yeah, that's all right. But is that really enough? Is that enough? Is that really enough? I ask you. No, it's not. Love. There's other ways you can show love. And I ain't talking about, right, go and make a card or something. That's only Valentine's Day. By the way, I'm giving you a tip for Valentine's Day. Whatever. Okay. How to show you love God? You can sing songs about God. You can write songs, write poetry, go to church, actually listen. And I ain't talking about text messaging and saying whatever and talk to your friends saying, oh, man, I hope this guy finishes because I don't want to be here anymore. You know, every time I'm a community service. This ain't community service. This ain't a job. This ain't even a lifestyle. This is what we're supposed to do. I ain't calling this a lifestyle because lifestyle is like punk, emo, golf, whatever. But seriously, this is not a lifestyle. This is a real deal. Even though I'm not pure enough, I'm not even much of a Christian, man, but I gotta say, even I can see that it ain't about lifestyle. It ain't about jobs. It ain't about careers. It ain't about just being forced there. You actually got to listen to actually what they have to say. Okay, love. There's other way. God is love. God is love. There's another definition. There's your definition. God is love. God is love. Amen. God is awesome. God is real. God is strong. Yeah, I've been to Avalanche Ranch before. By the way, if you go to their website. Yeah, that's the most embarrassing 2 days of my life because Tim made me wear a suit. Thank you, Mike. Okay, back to the service. I'm getting off track. Back to the service. God is love. God is awesome. You know, he's there. Even though you say, I don't give a care about anybody here. I don't give a care about you or you. I don't give a care about anybody here. You know, why am I here? Why do I care about God? He's not even there to help me. He's not even there to say, I love you. I don't even know somebody that says, I love you. Well, guess what? Here's a message for you. God is love, and I'm saying, I love you. You better recognize God is love, and I'm saying, I love you. You better recognize. Thank you. Okay, for real, God is love. God is awesome. Even though you're like, why am I so alone? Why don't I have a boyfriend? Why don't I have a girlfriend? Why did I get dumped? Why did I fail my math test? Why did I fail my SAT, whatever, my college, whatever? Why did my car just break down in the middle of the highway? Why did my favorite restaurant close down? I tell you, God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. If you read the book of Joel, it'll tell you about a man named Joel who had money, who had mansions, who had workers, who had farm animals, who even had like 60 children. I ain't kidding you. 60! And one wife. Okay. Hey. All right. Seriously. Seriously, I know. Okay, seriously. So anyways, Satan says that, you know, like, how do we know if he'll still believe in you? God says, is that a challenge? Satan says, yeah, I challenge you. I dare you to make him think that you still care about him. I go, no, wait, I'm sorry. Let me start over. Okay, Satan goes, how do you know if he'll still believe in you? God says, is that a challenge? Satan says, yeah, that's a challenge. God says, okay. I have no idea how they contact. Seriously, I have no idea. Seriously, today's technology is email, MySpace, instant message, computers, phones, even cell phones. Even you borrow somebody else's phones and their minutes go by. But seriously, that's way before that. That's way before that. I still have no idea, but anyways. Okay, so God, you know, he destroyed Joel's house. He took out the children, the animals, the servants, even all the money he had gone just like that. Why? Because, you know, God wanted to prove Satan that Joel still believes in him. And guess what? He still believes in him. Yeah. Just because of that, you know, he had more money, he had new stuff, everything was brand new. Satan goes, okay, you win. So there you go. That's That's an example of how God cares. Okay, Rock Conference, 2000. I know, trust me, this is another story. I know, I'm a war speaker ever. Trust me. Okay, all right. I'm not that good like Dave Bell or Matt Bell. I ain't, trust me, they're better speakers than I am. They're way better. Okay. Okay. None of y'all know this, only Matt and the Bells knew about this, but one time I had to do the speech, and it was open mic speech for a school project. I was in homeschool, in a homeschool project called 4-H. Anybody know what 4-H stands for? I know. It stands for heart, health, head, and hands. It's a very Christian group. More confusing than anything that I've ever experienced. Okay, seriously. You know, I told the Bells, you know, hey guys, you know, like, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I gotta do a speech. You know, I've never done anything like this before. This is way longer than I've ever done in my whole life. And they said, oh, don't worry, dude, you'll do good. You'll do all right. We encourage you. We love you. And then I did, and gained a couple of new respects out of it. And I was like, I was so nervous. I was way more nervous than earlier today. I was so nervous that my hands were shaky. I was cold and hot at the same time. I know, it's like a popsicle. Okay. I was cold and hot at the same time. My brain was like, oh, nowhere. And et cetera. I'm just going to leave it to that. Anyways, I done 12 minutes of that. I did my speech, and I was a little bit of a nerve wreck, like more nerve wreck than today, than right now. So I was more of a nerve wreck, and I said, you know, like, why am I here? I don't belong here. Get me out of here. I'll pay for gas. Just get me out of here. And so I just said my speech. After that, I was still in the nerve rag. My head was down there the whole time. I even banged my head a couple of times on the desk. Yeah, on the desk. I know that was stupid. On the desk. And then later the judges. I came in last place, but I didn't give up that easily. Even though I tried begging, I tried whatever they use, whatever those fancy words. I ain't much of a fancy person. So anyways, I was about to give up, and that was it. Then I'm like, you know what? I came this far. I came like 100 miles. I ain't leaving nowhere until I'm done. And so I did it, and after the whole thing, before I got in last place, a couple of the judges came up to me, and then they said, even though my head was still on the desk, they came up to me and then they said, son, you did a good job. Even though you didn't finish it, but you still did a good job. I go, thank you. And a little kid, he was like 8 or 7, I don't know how the kid was. A kid came up to me and he said, mister, I'm like, yeah. He goes, are you a professional wrestler? I go, what? I go, why do you say that? He goes, I don't know. I go, well, I ain't much of a wrestler, I can tell you that. Anyways, but seriously, that kid, you know, a couple of judges says, good job, you did a great job. It was like nothing I've ever heard or seen before. Trust me. And I was like, totally, you know, I'm like, done, you know. Then I went to Taco Bell for a little snack. So I went to Taco Bell, and then I'm like, I have a feeling that we got to go back now. She's like, no, they don't judge till 30 minutes. I go, no, we got to go back now. They're like, okay. So we went back, and then I ran all the way inside while we were still in the parking lot, in the car, and it was still moving. I just jumped out, ran to the building, and then I had a feeling that as soon as I got in, they called me up for an award, last place. But at least I knew God made me nervous for a reason. Okay. A couple of things. Encourage. You know what? Let's make this fun. Can I get three volunteers? Any tough people? Mike? No, tough people. What's your name? Dalton? Dalton, come up here. Jill, come up. Okay, give him a hand while they're up here. Straight line. I know. My mind is drifting away. This is my first time. Oh, man. Okay, I better hurry up because they're starting to kick me out. All right. I'm kidding. They're cool. Okay, here's the difference between discourage and encourage. Now, I'm just saying this for an example. That doesn't mean I really mean it. Okay? Mike, you said you're a tough guy, and yet you said you take on a couple of people, the toughest people ever, but you have not taken me out yet. You have not taken me on yet. Gio, I heard your lyrics, they're good, but I just can't understand them. And wait. Dalton, you must be this tall to punch me in the face. All right. Wait. Okay, now encourage. Encourage. Mike, you're awesome. You're the greatest producer. Even though Matt even says I'm insane sometimes, but you still hired me. Thank you. Yeah. Dalton, even though we haven't met, but I'm still surprised you're still here. I'm surprised. Thank you so much for coming back to Seagen. Yeah. Gio, thanks for being my partner, even though half of my partners left. But thanks for still staying here. Thank you. Give him a hand. Okay, love real quick. Okay, long story short, y'all can leave. Give him a hand. All right, long story short, Rock Conference 2007, I was in the rag. I was mad, I was crying, I was saying, please don't make me leave. I love this camp so much. I don't want to go. I love it so much. Please don't make me leave. And then, you know, I spent some time by myself. I started, you know, like, kicking the wall, kicking the door. I'm like saying, you know, like, I don't want to leave. This is an awesome place. And I got to say this from the bottom of my heart. Rock Conference was awesome. Hope to see you next year. I'm coming back next year. 2007 was the best year of my life ever. Was the best one ever. Not because of the red airplanes. Not because I won the towels. It's because how much love, how much respect, how much courage I got there at 2007. Give yourselves a hand. Real quick. In closing. This is not NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. This is not the Spurs. This is not kickboxing. This is not boxing. This is not the WWE. This is not TNA. This is not Destiny Christian School. This is not SmackDown. This is not ECW. This is not even SCW. This is not even Rock Conference. This is Chosen Generation Seagen. And we're here to say, we'll take it to the extreme. If you don't know what's courage, I encourage you. I'm giving you courage. If you don't know what's love, I love you. I'm showing you love. If you know what's respect, I'm giving you respect right here, right now. And to end this, I would like Pastor Dave Bell, the most wonderful pastor, to come and pray. To come and pray for all of us safety. And I gotta say, thank you very much for having me here. And I hope to be here next year. So I'm giving this to Pastor. Put your hands together for Pastor Dave Bell.
Hey, join hands with somebody right there. Just wherever you are. Would you do that, everybody? Father, we thank you tonight for what we've heard, this challenge. Lord, it is a challenge from the Word. Thank you that your Word will never return void. It means it always has effect in our lives. Tonight we apply these verses, this challenge, that we would rise up, Lord, and love one another. We would respect one another. And what's the E? Encourage one another. How can we forget that? Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us tonight. I thank you for the courage in Andrew to get up and speak. And Lord, even though he told us a lot of different kinds of stories, we know that at the heart of this, it was your Word working in him. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd make us all bold. Let us be challenged in our hearts to be bold, even as Andrew is, oh God, that we can share our witness, that we can share our faith with one another. I thank you for blessing him and anointing him. Bless every one of these lives here tonight. I pray, oh Lord, that even the lives that we're touching, that we're holding the hands right now, that you'll bless them. Pray for the one next to you right now. Just pray softly for them. Would you take a moment and pray for them by name if you know them? Speak blessing. Jesus' name. Would you give Andrew another big hand of applause tonight?